Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Willard and Dibs continuing here on this Thursday, as we've been mentioning all week. Big day, and this is a big part of it. Hanging out a little bit on the River Islands guest line with the current and now long time to be quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy. Hey, Brock, what's going on?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. So, what's new? Anything happened this week?
Man, just my future with the Niners, man, got extended and couldn't be happier, more grateful. And, man, just to be here with amazing teammates and an amazing organization. Obviously, my wife, my family, we're all pumped, man, to continue to be here in San Francisco and play for an awesome city and community. And we're pumped, man.
Oh, congratulations from all of us, of course. And I look, Brock, having watched you, having listened to you, I'm pretty confident that this contract is not going to change you, the person. But how does it change your leadership style?
Man, I would say just going into my fourth year, and this is, you know, outside of my pay grade, I'm just saying in general as a teammate, I think going into my fourth year with the relationship that I have with the guys that have been here and even the new guys coming in, and whether they're rookies or free agents, just, you know, getting to know them and showing love to them and building them up and showing them, you know, what our culture is and what we stand for and how we do things around here. I feel like just going into my fourth year, I have a better sense of just doing it, especially being the starting quarterback and what that entails. But it's obviously showing the guys in the weight room, on the field, you know, how to work and what communication looks like, and just continuing to build guys up. I mean, right now is a crucial time because, you know, when fall comes around, that's what we're getting ready for is when everything starts moving fast and we face adversity. Like, what is it going to take to sustain success and a brotherhood? And so that's just where I'm at going into year four. And you know, that has nothing to do, I don't think, with, you know, how much I get paid or anything. That's who I've always been and will all continue to be.
But was that a motivator in getting it done sooner rather than later? Because there's a sense that you could have held out or hardlined or whatever could have happened. We've seen it in the past. But was your desire to be in there early and lead a motivator in getting this done?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me, being here and getting better at football, you know, I don't think that was ever going to be a question for me. Like, I wanted to be here and continue to build off of what we've done the last couple of years and not let, you know, the negotiations and the money, you know, get in the way of that. Like, I had faith that that was going to get done when it needed to. And obviously, I wouldn't have liked that to go, you know, right up until the season. Like, that would have probably been a little bit more stressful and whatnot. But, you know, coming here early in the offseason program and getting around the guys and getting on the field and throwing, getting the timing down, getting to know guys, like, that is some crucial stuff for how the season turns out to be. And so I knew from the get-go, whether the contract was done or not, that I was going to be here.
Brock Purdy with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Brock, I know you get this, like the way fans look at sports, and sometimes we overdo the talk about individuals rather than teams. But I wondered how you would answer it if a fan kind of said, okay, like you're the big dog now. Like this is on your shoulders now. What's your response to that?
I think, you know, just sort of like what I said a little bit before with the guys that have been here, man, the culture that we've established, and honestly that was established before I got here. My whole goal, like since I got in, was to continue to just do my job as a quarterback, help this team win and help this machine keep rolling. Obviously, if there's anything that comes up adversity-wise with our team, like I feel like now, and I have been, you know, last couple years, I can be a guy that can step up and speak at the right time and help lead guys into the direction that I think we need to be going to. But, I mean, my mindset, man, I'm not going to lie, like the process that I've had the last couple years and the success that we've had, it works. And so I'm going to continue to do that. Obviously, I want to keep getting better as I get older and into my career, but just because I get paid more doesn't mean I should change my process or my mindset or anything. So I'm going to continue to do what I have done.
But part of the process now is going to the grocery store and being Brock Blank and Purdy. You're no longer Mr. Irrelevant. You're a quarterback making big money for a big-time franchise. How have you been able to deal with that and your wife as well with the new life of Brock Purdy outside the lines?
Yeah, it's. I mean, obviously that component is definitely different, but we try to keep it as simple as we can. You know, we still grocery shop, and for me, I just put on a hat and glasses, and I get away with it. But outside of that, we still have our date nights, and we go places and still show love to our community and support all the local businesses and diners and stuff. So we try to keep it normal and simple. And you know, outside of that, I do play, you know, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm very thankful for that. But we try to keep it as simple as possible.
Do you have a couple of go-to date night spots?
Man, yeah, we do. Well, I don't know if I'm going to say them.
Right, oh, that's fair.
The jig would be up, essentially.
yeah, well, but we do. We definitely do.
Well, let me ask it this way then, because I think your integration into the Bay Area is kind of an interesting thing. You're a small-town guy. You went to college in Ames, Iowa, and now you're here for the long haul. So first off, I wonder sort of, like, where in that process do you think you are? You know, and you're also set apart from San Francisco. So where in the process of Bay Area integration would you describe yourself right now?
I mean, obviously I'm going into my fourth season, and so I've gotten a feel for, you know, the area. Obviously South Bay is where the stadium's at and where we, you know, tend to do more things. But we've definitely done a lot more, you know, going into the city for Warriors games, Giants games, checking out the San Francisco Staples. And so just getting a feel more and more as I get into this thing is definitely what I'd like to do and will continue to do. But and then obviously just how passionate everyone is here, especially for the professional sports. Like it's a city where there's a lot of success and great historic moments and iconic moments with sports teams. And so for me to come out here and be a part of that and feel that from the fans and everybody and everywhere that we go, it's pretty cool. Obviously in Ames, Iowa, that's all they had was our college town and supported Iowa State. But out here, man, it's not just one specific team. It's multiple, like the Giants, Warriors, Niners. Like you just feel this love for the sports out here. And so for me, I'm very grateful for that.
And you mentioned the rabid fan base, and it's been 30 years now since the fan base has tasted the sweet nectar of a Super Bowl, and you're following in the footsteps of Montana and Young and Moore. How do you avoid feeling that pressure and the outside noise from a fan base that is desperate to see you guys hoist rather the Lombardi?
Yeah, I mean, everyone here, man, obviously including myself, but my teammates, this organization, the coaches, everyone is chasing that for sure. And obviously we got close a couple times, the team in 19 and then us in 23, and it's right there. And we want it so bad for this fan base and for each other. And obviously we're going to do everything that we can. But for us, it's how can we continue to be who we are as a team and not compare ourselves to anybody else in the future, the past. Obviously what the past had laid down for us is amazing, but we are who we are, and we got to glue together for this 2025 season and find out our identity here in the off season and run with that. And so that's where we're at. We're excited. We want to continue to, you know, build a legacy here in San Francisco from what all the teams have done in the past. But it's one day at a time.
Brock, I know you know this. You get talked about a lot. And I wonder, especially seemingly the kind of guy you are, I wonder if this national constant debate over how good you are, how much you should be paid, who should get credit for your play, does this make sense to you?
I mean, everybody has an opinion, and I'm not going to lie. I laugh, you know, at some things that I do hear. Obviously, I don't tune into every single opinion or thing, and I'm a man of faith, and so for me, I just take it one day at a time. I just walk in the locker room, love on my guys here. We walk out to the field and get better, and I try to find ways to win on Sunday, and then just I'm just grateful for my family and friends. Like, I don't try to buy into what people think of me and who they say that I am. I know who I am, and I keep my head down, and I go to work. But that's part of the business and the sport that we play. I get that. Everyone has to have a take and an opinion, but that doesn't, you know, determine how I live my life and how I go about my business and win games. So,
all right, come on, give me one or two of the opinions that makes you laugh.
Man, you guys tell me what's out there, because
you're a system quarterback.
Well, you're total, yeah. Kyle Shanahan made you in a lab.
Yep.
So there's that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the whole system quarterback thing, like early, you know, in my career, it was just funny, you know, hearing that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I'm not going to lie, like, I took that as, all right, like, I'm a guy that can come in and, like, do what the coach says and win games because of that. So, to me, that was more of a compliment, and I've sort of ran with that. But I don't know. Outside of that, it's I don't buy into really anything that anyone says. That's been the story of my life, man. Like, from being a late recruit from high school to college to the last draft pick, like, that's the story of my life. And I guess that's part of my story, but I just continue to be who I am and not compare myself.
But the bad weather, Brock, you don't play well in bad weather other than when you won in Green Bay in the snow. But you hear that narrative a lot about, oh, his hand size and the wet ball. Brock Purdy can't handle the wet ball. What do you think of that nonsense?
I mean, again, that's their opinion. Green Bay, it was raining. We won the game. Seattle, my rookie year, started raining in the playoff game. We won that game. The Buffalo game was crazy. I'm not gonna lie, just the snow and the blizzard and all that. Like, that was on another level. But I don't know. Outside of that, man, I don't buy into it. I feel like I can play in any condition and find a way to win. And I've proven it too. So,
how would you describe the dynamic between you and Kyle Shanahan professionally?
Man, he's obviously he has a great standard for what success looks like. I mean, from what he's learned from his dad growing up to how he's built this culture here in San Francisco. And so I respect him so much for that. And he thinks very smartly and intentionally about every player and the person that he brings in. And so for me, like just learning from him and his system and his offense, I'm like, this guy has a plan. He always has, and it's been successful. So I'm all in on it, and I have been the last 4 years. And so for me, it's like we have open conversations about where I need to get better, what I've done well, what I can need to continue to build on, and who I need to elevate in the locker room. Like we have all these talks about, you know, how do I handle things relationally with teammates, and he's got a great perspective on a lot of things. And so it's cool, you know, hearing him tell me that, you know, he's got my back and he's in it with me for the long haul, and we want to do it together. We want to win together. And so to me, that means a lot. And I know he's got my back and I got his.
Brock Purdy here on 95.7 The Game. So when you look at it here in May going into this upcoming season, what are some of the areas that you're looking to improve upon heading into this season?
Man, I think, you know, just going back and watching last year's film, it's like, all right, how can I, you know, get back to just being on top of my assignment and, you know, show really good fundamentals on film? I think last year there was times where I was going through my reads and plays and stuff where I feel like I could have just been quicker, you know, getting my eyes across the field and progressing quickly and trusting the pocket. And, you know, I went back and watched my rookie tape, and on my rookie tape, it was, you know, I got thrown in and all I knew was what the coaches told me, and I was a machine that way. And, you know, there's some good stuff last year too, but I feel like I can get back to those kind of fundamentals, and I'm on myself pretty hard. Coach Mick Lombardi, Clay Kubiak, they're on me right now, out in the field pushing me. And so I'm excited about that, and I just got to go out and apply it every day and in training camp and obviously in the season.
Brock, my daughter is 16 and a humongous 49er fan, and she's very worried about, you know, Dre Greenlaw and Debo Samuel and Talanoa Hufanga. And so I've taken her to school this morning, and I said, do you have a question for Brock? And she said, well, first off, Dad, that's your job. But then she said, ask him how much confidence he truly has in this group right now, considering all of the newness and the unknown.
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, it does hurt, you know, seeing some guys that you played with for a while in the locker room and what they meant to this team go and get paid. So, I mean, I'm happy for them, but also it's like, man, that's my brother, and he left. So, I mean, it definitely hurt at first. But also, man, I think sometimes some of the dangerous teams are the teams that, you know, don't know exactly what to expect, and all they know is how to work and have that chip on their shoulder, and then they just go at it and find ways to win. I feel like we've seen that in the NFL. I mean, year after year, you see these teams that come out of nowhere and they're like playing for something that, you know, beginning of the year, no one ever thought they would have a chance. So for us, we obviously have the core group of guys that have been here for a while, Fred, Bosa, Kittle, Christian. I mean, all those guys, man, like, they're still here, man. They're ballers still and in their prime. And so for me, I'm like, we still got dudes. We got young guys that we got to build up. But let's put that chip back on our shoulder, man, go to work, and let's take it one game at a time. So.
And, yeah, what's the level of hunger for that group, and also the level of focus, knowing that you don't have any of the off-season contract stuff lingering? It's everybody's ready to go next week, lock in. What is the level of focus and the want to get back for especially the guys who've been here before?
Yeah, man. I'm not obviously saying this to say this because I'm a quarterback and all that, but, man, everyone came back, you know, phase one and ready to roll. And everyone in the locker room, guys hanging out outside of football, and then obviously on the field and in the weight room, like just every day there's been juice and energy. And I know everyone can say that, you know, it's the off season and stuff, but for me, just seeing that, I'm like, all right, this is good, because obviously we're building our commitment to each other and camaraderie, and like it's a real thing that you need to start building. And obviously I want to say it's going to go great for the season, but once we get there, I think all the moments in the off season and the time spent together will definitely pay off, and we'll see it. So I'm excited. We got guys, like I said, chips on their shoulder and young guys that are hungry for their moment, and that excites me.
Brock Purdy with us here on Willard and Dibs. All right, we got a few fun ones here for you on the way out the door. Let's start with this. What's more nerve-wracking, trying to avoid an Eagles linebacker or being on stage with Luke Combs?
I would say being on stage with Luke Combs, man. George and I were up there, and we couldn't hear a thing. I was like, how do they go up here and sing, and everyone's singing with you? Like, I was starstruck up there, so definitely that.
That's fantastic to have that opportunity. And also, you have the opportunity with a nice, juicy contract to buy anything that you want to buy. And your first thought was a bass boat. Were you not thinking luxury yacht or small island? A bass boat, Brock? Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I want to keep it somewhat simple and be able to take my family and catch some largemouth bass on some fresh water and keep it simple that way. I think that was my dream as a kid. And so hopefully, like, here shortly, I can, you know, go do that.
What's the biggest bass you ever caught, Brock?
I want to say it was like a 6-pounder. I know it's not as big, but with this boat, hopefully I can get something bigger.
So. Where was that, by the way?
In Florida.
Okay. Okay. 6 pounds, not bad. That's not bad, Brock. We also wanted to ask you about your good buddy and that lucky shot he had last night in New York. Like, be real. That was off the back iron. Lucky shot for Halliburton.
No, we knew that was going in from the moment it left his hands. Let's be real. I'm so excited for him and just what he's done this whole playoff run so far. And, you know, just the competitive nature that Tyrese has and the energy that he brings to this team. So I'm pulling for him, and I hope that, you know, they can pull off the whole thing, man. That'd be awesome. And I got his back. So
any chance you pop out there? I think that game two is coming up here and you don't have an OTA assignment. Any chance that you can slip on out and go see your buddy in person?
Man, we're going to have to find out. There's no promises right now, but this would be an amazing opportunity to go and support my guy. That's right.
That's a tease right there.
I like that.
That's a tease.
I like that.
Stay tuned.
Hey, Brock, before you go, I'd love to know your thoughts on the receiving core right now, kind of as it stands. I'm really excited about Ricky Pearsall, but let's be real. There are questions. We talked about Debo. Brandon is hurt. There are situations surrounding DeMarcus Robinson, one of the new additions. How are you feeling about that group, and what's the expectation early in the year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, having Ricky Pearsall, JJ as our guys for sure to start off the season. Obviously, we're hoping to get BA back as soon as possible, and then DeMarcus Robinson as well. And but those young guys too, man, I'm really excited about. They've come in with the right mindset to get better, and they're moving. Like, we got guys that can move, which is awesome to see, and good hands. We're learning fast. And so for me, I'm excited, you know, when we go 11-on-11 in camp and get a feel for, you know, who's who and what they can do. And Jacob Cowling, his speed, his maturity, that, you know, he's had a big offseason too. And so we got guys, man. And obviously in the tight end room with George and those boys and Christian with the running backs, like, I think our skill group as a whole will be just fine. And we're going to have some guys that are definitely going to, you know, take the next step for us. And I'm just really excited to keep building them up, man. So the whole world will see, you know, this fall. So I'm excited.
Okay, Brock Purdy, we'll let you finish with this. We'd love to know, with all the stuff we've just talked about, people are talking about your money, system quarterback, whatever. Outside of your family, what's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten in terms of how to deal with all of this?
Man, I think, you know, for as cheesy as it may sound, man, just taking one day at a time and not trying to, you know, cheat the process. I think a lot of kids and people nowadays, they see something, you know, cool on TV or somewhere that they want to be, and they try to get there overnight. They try to act like somebody that they're not. And, you know, for me, I just took it one day at a time. I didn't, you know, try to get to the NFL overnight. There's a process to it. I just tried to be the best quarterback that I was on my high school team and then college team. And then when I got an opportunity in the NFL, I was ready. Like, there's just a process to life. And so just be where your feet are at. Don't try to jump too far ahead of yourself. Don't dwell on the past, but be in the present. So that'd be my advice.
Well, the present is pretty good, man. Congratulations again, and thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Go Niners.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.